Neoliberal economic policies and food security. Slow growth in agricultural production, increasing costs of cultivation, speculation in agricultural futures commodities and the diversion of agricultural products and cultivable lands to the production of biofuels have all resulted in impoverishment of the small peasantry, increasing and volatile food prices and deepening food insecurity among the most vulnerable populations. Cuts in public investment have resulted not only in low investment in agricultural infrastructure but also in the neglect of agricultural research. Small farmers with insecure land tenures have had little interest in investing in enhancing productivity of land. These have contributed to lower agricultural yields. Farmers forced to compete in a global market have tended to switch to cash crops, especially if they had the resources to do so. These have contributed to low overall increases in food production. People's Health Movement et al., 2011. Another factor contributing to slow growth in agricultural production is the exit of small farmers from the agricultural sector because of the unviability of agricultural production. High costs of inputs and credit as a result of cuts in subsidies and competition from the global market have contributed to the impoverishment of small farmers. Also, oil price increases have made petroleum-based fertilizers very expensive. People's Health Movement et al., 2011. Neoliberal economic policies have treated nature as a never-ending resource involving zero cost and have exploited natural resources beyond sustainability. Burning of fossil fuels to produce energy, deforestation, industrial processes, and some agricultural practices have resulted in the emission of large amounts of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. The buildup of greenhouse gases have contributed to climate change, with unpredictable and erratic climate making the lives of farmers even more insecure than they already were, with droughts and floods alternately hampering agricultural production. The WTO Agreement on Agriculture 808 has had an important role in making agriculture unviable for small and even medium farmers. High-income countries of the global north have been dumping their highly subsidized agricultural products in countries of the global south, destroying the opportunities for sale by small farmers. However, markets of the global north are closed to most southern countries by tax barriers. Von Wirlhoff, 2008. Increases in fuel prices have also contributed to the high cost of agricultural production and increases in food prices. For example, between 2003 and 2008, fuel prices increases ranged from 216% in Afghanistan to 180% in Indonesia, 177% in Malaysia and 155% in Vietnam. Hibb et al., 2009. However, the two major drivers of the food crisis of 2007 and the consequent worsening of food insecurity were the financial speculation in the food commodity market and the diversion of agricultural produce and land towards biofuel production. Hibb et al., 2009. Page 11. Image. Caption. Figure 1. Key factors behind the increase in agricultural commodity prices and price volatility. Source: Maximo et al. Note: because of their impact on transportation and input costs, oil prices directly affect domestic and international food prices. They also indirectly affect international food prices by altering the competitiveness of biofuel production. Similarly, biofuel policies influence water management by creating competition between biofuel production and food production for access to water. Source: IFPRI, 2011. End of caption. Image description. This flowchart intends to show main causes for increased and changeable food prices. These causes are oil prices and its future prices, which have direct effects on international food prices. Domestic food prices and biofuel policies are also regulators on food prices. Domestic food demand and supply both are controlled by domestic food prices. Environment and climate change, water management and trade liberalization, which are affected by biofuel policies, have consequent effects on domestic food supply. It has direct effects on domestic food production, food exports and food imports plus. End of image description. In the 1980s, there emerged the market for commodities futures for food items. Futures markets are based on contracts between two parties to buy or sell a specified quantity of a commodity at a future date at a price agreed today. This was meant to protect producers and traders of commodities from sudden changes in market prices. Deregulation in the USD in 2000 permitted speculators with finance capital to enter and play the commodities futures markets and to make huge profits from short-term price rises. This resulted in extreme volatility in the prices of food grains that had nothing to do with supply and demand factors. For example, between 2007 and 2010, global wheat prices alternately peaked and throughout People's Health Movement et al. 2011. Use of food crops for the production of biofuels has been another major factor. Several studies have similarly concluded that the demand for biofuel production caused food prices to soar. According to one estimate, increased demand for biofuel, page 12, accounted for 30% of increases in real cereal prices, 39% of increase in real maize prices, 22% of increase in real wheat prices and 21% of the increase in real rice prices for the period 2000 to 2007 Rosera et al. 2008. Following their sharp increase in 2008, food prices have continued to be volatile at levels even higher than the peak 2008 prices table 1. For example, after the spike in 2008, there was again an increase in food prices in 2010. Resulting in a spike in food prices in February 2011, which was higher than 2008. It is worth noting the volatility of prices across months of any year during 2009 to 2013 Figure 2. Table 1, Food Prices Indices. Note reference, 5. During 2003 to 2013. Year. Food Price Index. 2003. 97.7. 2004, 112.7, 2005, 117.9, 2006, 127.2, 2007, 161.6, 2008, 201.4, 2009, 160.6, 2010, 188, 2011, 230.1, 2012, 213.4, 2013, 209.9. Source, FAO, 2014. End of table. Image. Caption. Figure 2, Food Price Increases and Volatility 2009 to 2013. FAO Food Price Index. Source, FAO. 2013. End of caption. Image description. This graph denotes increase in food prices and volatile rates between years 2009 to 13, where during 2002-04, the basic food price was approximate 100. In 2009 it increases up to 190 from base of 150-160. In 2010, it increases higher than 220 from 190. Next year in 2011, it reaches up to 240 in approximate, then decreases slowly to less than 220. From 220 in 2012, it decreases to 200 in approximate, in mid-year, then again increases to reach 220 again. From 220, it decreases a bit to reach 210 in year 2013. End of image description. Such excessive price volatility makes it difficult for farmers to make cultivation decisions based on market signals. In the short run, farmers may face huge losses or profits, but in the long run, they would be averse to making large investments on farming. Consumers will experience much hardship in maintaining their previous levels and quality of food consumption. Food insecurity would worsen, especially for the lowest income groups. The global economic crises have contributed also to large-scale land acquisitions in countries of the South by investors in the North. For example, the financial page 13 crises have driven investment banks, pension funds, and other investors to choose to invest on more stable assets such as lands rather than on volatile and unstable financial securities. Increase in fossil fuel prices and switch to biofuels have encouraged some European corporations to invest in biofuel production on overseas land, for which large-scale land is being acquired. Small and medium farmers in countries of the South are being displaced as a result of these large-scale land acquisitions, with consequences for their own and the country's food security and food sovereignty. 2012.